It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
How's Marissa this morning?
Pretty good.
Chilly.
Yeah.
A little chilly.
I don't like it.
Got down to what, 40-something?
46.
46 this morning. We're at 51 right now, so it's still
heat wave.
A little chilly outside. Kind of feels like, almost like, you know, like the first day of school or something out there, like fall.
Oh, wouldn't that be a nightmare?
Yeah. If school started today, wouldn't that just be awful?
Oh, wouldn't like it.
Yeah. What's that? It does? In a few of the school districts in the area, it does today? Wow. Shocking.
How many kids are excited and how many are going,
what's
boo?
That?
I said, how many kids are excited and how many are going, boo?
Okay, you know, you can boo it all you want. You can throw tomatoes at it if you'd like, but it's still going to happen.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
The way it is. Yeah, a few school districts get going today, a few more tomorrow. Have fun. Just glad it's not me. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, Pure Air is more than just a phrase to Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Pure Air is a sophisticated filter system that Lennox produces that combines the efficiency of a MERV 16 filter, the purity of an ultraviolet light, and the cleanliness of an electronic air cleaner. Every time your furnace fan runs, you can be assured of the air in your home is being cleaned to the ultimate. Allergy sufferers will love this machine, and homemakers will appreciate the cleanliness that this unit can produce. Pure Air is made exclusively by Lennox and distributed only through Lennox dealers. Give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call today to inquire about this great air purifier in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286.
Did you hate the first day of school?
I always did. I wasn't a fan of school.
I didn't hate the first day of school. Now, the other 179 days were not my favorites, but I didn't really hate the first one all that bad. We were talking just before we went on the air here this morning, too, and it's nice to know that I'm not completely weird. Little, but not completely, because we were talking about, even in my advanced age, I still have that nightmare once in a while that I wake up and all of a sudden it's like after Christmas break, and I can't remember my locker number, I can't remember my class schedule, I can't remember the combination of my locker, and it just is a horrible feeling. And you get that, too.
I do, yeah.
I don't feel so bad now. I thought that was really weird at first, but maybe it's more normal than I thought. See, we used to always stick paper in our lockers. We'd wrap up a little piece of paper.
I don't think they'll let you do that anymore.
Well,
I always got in trouble if we got caught with our lockers jammed.
Well, we did too, but they gave up trying after a while because everybody did it. I mean, we all just stuffed that little piece of paper in there, and so we never had to worry about our combination. But I was always fearful you'd come back from vacation, like Christmas break, and they'd have gone through all the lockers and yanked those out of there.
Kids, do as you should, not as we did. Use your own choice on this deal, but I'm not recommending this deal. Fields told us we could jam our lockers.
You're a parent, and you're trying to talk them out of doing something that might be just skirting the rules slightly? How's that going to work out for you? About the way it does at home, huh?
Probably no more than it did for me.
Probably no more. That's probably about right. Well, it is back to school day for some of the area school districts. Atlantic, I think Audubon's another one that starts today. There are a few more that start tomorrow in the area. Gosh, it's early. It's like 3 weeks earlier than we used to start school. I mean, it's really early, but it's here. And, some of the things that you need to be aware of would be safety issues back and forth to school, especially with the younger children and stuff. And not so much them. Older children, if they're, like, walking to school, odds are they're gabbing on the phone, texting, twittering, whatever they do. Tweeting, is that the – I don't know what it's called. I don't do it, so I don't have any idea what it is. It sounds weird, but – but they're doing all kinds of things. They're probably not paying much attention to everything else around them, though. So it's back-to-school safety tip time, you know, when you're out there and getting ready for all this new traffic. Because in small towns like this, traffic changes dramatically. The traffic patterns and trends change dramatically when school is back in session as opposed to the other times. You've got those couple of times a day, morning and afternoon, where they're going to or coming from school, where traffic just goes bonkers for a while. And it's just, it really changes things a lot. Of course, you get some different sight levels in too with regard to the sun being lower in the sky at different times and things during that time of the day. You know, you get a lot of issues and things out there. So, you know, if you're heading to school today, you know, if you're maybe walking to school, yeah, I know, that's kind of weird these days. Who's going to, I mean, if you live next door to school, they still want to ride anymore, don't they?
Yeah, or at least take your moped.
Yeah. Nobody walks to school anymore. But if you do, you know, in neighborhoods with higher traffic levels, you know, folks are starting these walking school buses in some of the school districts around the areas. Atlantic CAM District has done walking school buses and things. So, you know, look for those kinds of programs to get going again, and those are safe ways to get there. You know, make sure that the child's walk to school is a safe route with well-trained adult crossing guards at the important intersections. And be realistic about your child's pedestrian skills. Small children are impulsive and less cautious around traffic. They might dart out or kind of cut between parked cars where people aren't expecting them. So you might want to carefully consider whether or not your child is actually ready to walk to school without any adult supervision. And if they're walking to a new school or if they're young children, you might want to walk with them for the first few days or a week or so to make sure they know the route and they can do it safely. Now, if kids are riding bikes to school, and you could probably use mopeds, insert mopeds there too, you know, they should be wearing a helmet, no matter how long or short the ride is. And you want to ride on the right side in the same direction as auto traffic. Remember, the rules of the road pertain the same to bicycles, mopeds, motorcycles, cars, trucks, vans, everything.
Anything that's got wheels.
Anything that's out there, yeah. Anything where you're not on your own 2 feet, it all pertains the same. You're supposed to stop at stop signs. You're supposed to ride in the proper lanes, in the proper directions and things. Contrary to popular belief, it is illegal to ride bikes on sidewalks. It's odd because people ride bikes on sidewalks, but they run in the street. I never understood that.
Aren't they bike paths?
It's all backward. So watch for those kinds of things, all right? Make sure you use appropriate hand signals. Respect the traffic lights and the stop signs. Wear some brighter colored clothing so they can see you. And understand the rules of the road, too. All those things we talk about, okay? If you're riding the school bus, if you're riding the big yellow bus, if your child's school bus has lap or shoulder seat belts, make sure they use one at all times when they're on the bus. I don't think I've ever seen one on a bus, though. Those must be really new. Wait for the bus to stop before you approach it from the curb. Don't move around the bus. Or don't move around on the bus. Get seated, stay there. Check to see that no other traffic is coming before you head across the street. Make sure to always remain in clear view of the bus driver as well. And children should always board and exit the bus at the designated locations that provide safe access to the bus or to the school building. I know it's part of your driver's test and all, but in a lot of cases, it's been years since folks took that driver's test, and they've kind of forgotten some of those rules about when you're supposed to yield, when you're supposed to stop with regard to school buses. You know, when you see that stop arm out on a school bus and the red light's flashing, you have to stop in both directions. Don't put yourself in a bad position.
I was going to ask this morning. If you pull up behind the school bus and the yellow light's flashing, can you go around it?
You know, it's best just to stay where you are.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too. I'm not going to chance it.
If you're going to err on the side of, I don't want to hurt that child.
Yes.
Okay, that's always a good rule of thumb. Now, that which takes us to where we go next, which would be tips for motorists, because the traffic patterns, as we said, change dramatically. I know you're out there under your breath because, look at all these cars right now. I got to get to work by 8 o'clock. Look at all these cars out there. Well, all passengers, you know, should be wearing a seat belt anyway, but age and size appropriate car safety seats, booster seats, and things are important. Don't text. That's illegal, by the way. I know I see it every time I get in a car somewhere. It's amazing. When people's phones beep, it's like Pavlov's dogs. I mean, you can't stop them. It doesn't matter what they're doing. They will. I swear, if someone was hanging by one hand from a cliff and their cell phone beeped, they would try to let go of that branch so they could check their message, knowing they're going to fall. I mean, it's just amazing how people will go for that. It'll still be there later. That message will still be there in a few minutes when you stop someplace, okay? When you're driving, don't text. And don't talk on your cell phone either. That's a huge distraction as well. And you find that out when some young child darts out in front of your car suddenly and you didn't see them because you were paying attention to something else. So be careful of those things. Slow down. Watch all the traffic laws and the speed limits and things like that. Be alert for the school zones that have a reduced speed limit at designated times of the day. And watch for those school buses. The red flashing lights and an extended stop arm indicate that the school bus is stopping to load or unload children. You have to stop. Okay? That's the end of that story. Keep an eye out for children walking in the street, especially where there are no sidewalks. And there are quite a few neighborhoods like that, so be alert for those. And watch for children playing and gathering near bus stops, and for those who might dart out into the street without looking for traffic. When you back out of a driveway or leave your garage, watch for children walking or biking to school. And when you drive in neighborhoods or school zones, watch for young people who might be in a hurry to get to or from school. They might not be thinking about getting there safely. They're just worried about getting that bus. Don't worry about those things either. Make sure you take care of that. For parents, things to be aware of here when you get to this time of the year as far as the traffic stuff goes. Be a good role model. Make sure you always buckle up in the car and wear a helmet when you bike and follow the pedestrian safety rules. Don't text or talk on your cell phone while you're driving. Kids mimic their parents. If you are someone who is following all the rules, they typically are too. Supervise young children as they walk or bike to school or as they wait at the school bus stop. Make sure you provide your children with some bright clothing so motorists can see them easily. If your child is under 4 years old and weighs less than 40 pounds, then you want to make sure that they're properly buckled up in a weight-appropriate child safety seat in the back seat as well. Make sure you know all those rules. I don't have children. But if you do, you probably do know all those rules. And make sure that your teen driver understands that they have to obey all the traffic laws. Discourage them from texting or talking on a cell phone while they're driving as well. And with regard to students, some tips for students, too. Always buckle up when you're in the car and remove your backpack before you get in the vehicle. Don't buckle your safety belt with your backpack on. Sounds strange, but it kind of ruins the whole effectiveness thing. Always ride in the back seat. It's the safest place for young people. Wear a helmet. Follow safety traffic rules when you're riding your bike. You know, if you ride a school bus, learn and practice the safety rules for waiting at the bus stop, getting on and off the bus, and riding the bus. Sometimes accidents can happen at bus stops because kids congregate there, and they get antsy and a little bored when they're sitting around waiting, so they might not be paying attention to other things, or they might be goofing around a little bit, and things can happen. So watch those things, too. Also, never wait for the school bus out in the roadway. And if you walk to school, learn and practice the safety rules for pedestrians. It's extremely important for you to use sidewalks when they're available. Look left, right, and left when you cross the road, and always walk facing into traffic. Make sure you cross at the crosswalks, obey all the traffic signs, traffic lights, and crossing guard instructions. If it's you come across railroad tracks, you always want to cross railroad tracks only at designated pedestrian or roadway crossings. And observe and obey all the warning signs and signals. And make sure you do not walk, run, or ride your bicycle down railroad tracks. It's a dangerous thing to do, so watch out for those things, too. Teen drivers should avoid speeding and distractions while they drive, like texting or talking on the cell phones, eating, playing with things like the radio and all that kind of stuff. Teens are also reminded never to overload your vehicle. That's one huge distraction, too. And everyone riding in a vehicle should be using a seatbelt. And make sure you be a good role model for your younger brothers, sisters, and friends, and help them learn and follow the safety rules as well for the vehicle. Because not only are you creating a good next run of citizens, but you might be saving someone's life. Last thing folks expect when they send their kids off to school is that they will not come home safely. So do what you can and be prepared for that, whether it's today or maybe tomorrow or one of the next few days in your area. Watch for the different changing patterns of traffic here in these different parts of the day, morning and afternoon when they're in and out of school, and be prepared for all those things that are going to come up and take it just a little bit slower. Don't need any accidents along those lines, right?
You betcha.
Right. Very good. Brett, tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, how'd you like to increase the efficiency of your automobile 20 to 40%? You can increase the efficiency of your furnace by that much simply by contacting us for a free estimate on a new Lennox high-efficiency furnace. Whether you select gas or electric, your new furnace will honestly give you payback for on your money. If your furnace is 15 years old or more, it's no more than probably 80% efficient. You really should look at a new furnace now before you start spending your hard-earned money on that winter energy bill. Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer you several different ways to invest your money and see the difference. give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Kathleen Norris. Life is easier than you think. All that is necessary is to accept the impossible, do without the indispensable, and bear the intolerable.
You got that right. Sounds like the first day of school.
Yeah.
And you've got a daughter that's not only starting school, but starting in a new
district. Starting in a new district, starting in Atlantic. We went and seen the new middle school last night. It's awesome. They did a great job up there.
And she's probably, you know, normally you'd be thinking, oh, no, new school, all the anxiety and stuff. She's excited.
She is excited. Yep.
Good for her. Yep. Good.
Lots of new friends to meet. Good. Lots of possibilities.
Well, good. Hope she has a great first day. Great first day leads to many more.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, you got to make it a great day. And God bless America.